Okay, let's do this. My name is Larissa Noonan, and I help witchy healers attract their right fit clients via ancestral healing, shadow work, and ritual. Before I dive in, I want you to know that my inner people pleaser really wants you to know that she hopes you love what I'm about to say, that it pleases you, and that consequently you really like me and think that I'm a good person. So, having started there, I'm going to jump in. And as I see it, people pleasing is a learned and or inherited behavior that has kept you safe from harm, whether that harm was actual or perceived. It is the fawn response of a nervous system that has activated by unresolved trauma. It is also a way of manipulating how others perceive you in order to be seen. And to perceive It is a way of manipulating others so that they can see you as most often unthreatening, likable, and compliant. Also, as Laura has shared at some point, we are conditioned and raised to be pleasing. So, in other words, it's just in the water. Like, we really can't escape this. As I said, witchy healers, as I said, I work with witchy healers, and they all tend to be quite empathic. They have the gift of being able to feel what others feel. And this gift has been honed and sharpened via a lifetime of sensing into what others want from them in order to please them and in order to feel safe. So, what I'm saying is that their gift of empathy has been honed via people pleasing. This means that it's no longer just a gift, it is now a superpower. And I want to say that it is possible to claim this superpower consciously. And I'm going to walk you through four steps of how you can do that. The first step one, is to just declare and claim your inner people pleaser. And a simple way to do that is just to say with conviction and pride, I am a people pleaser. So go ahead, just do that right now. Say it, I am a people pleaser. Yes. Yes, great. You guys are beautiful, beautifully pleasing me right now. So thank you. Another way is to think back to the last time when you said no, when you actually meant yes. And it's possible to feel a lot of shame and regret and self-judgment when we recognize those moments when our inner people pleaser has taken over. So, what if instead of judging or criticizing your people pleaser, you fully claimed her instead? And I'm going to have a little way for you to practice that right now. So, again, think back to that moment where you said yes instead of no. It might have even happened on this call. And take on that posture. Kalita mentioned just that kind of curling in. It might also be like a wide smile and big nod. That could be the posture, but just take on that moment for a second. Take on that posture for a moment and feel how that feels. And then I invite you to feel the weight of your body, to straighten your spine, to lean back into your back body, to embody a bit more of your full self, the larger self, who you really are. And now just reach out and give that people-pleasing posture that you just experienced a big hug, either in your mind or actually here, like wrapping yourself around that more cringing or widely smiling posture, and just give that one a hug and just pull them into you, into you, into you. Claim this one as part of you. So that's step one, and you can practice that one more for sure. Step two is celebrate. Give yourself all the sparkle points for how fucking skillful you are and for how your people-pleasing superpower has kept you alive and safe for all these years. For real, you are a badass people pleaser, and you are here today, in large part, thanks to this beautiful, protective part of you. Therefore, the people pleaser part of you is to be celebrated, to be loved, adored, and showered with praise. How might you do that? Write your people pleaser a haiku. Tell an epic story about how your people pleaser has saved you over and over and over. Write a poem, compose a song in praise of your people pleaser. Make offerings of chocolate and wine to your people pleaser. Today is a beautiful day to do that, as it is Valentine's Day. Step three, exaggerate. And this is both a way to like fully like more claim your superpower of people pleasing and a way to maybe start moving through this pattern. So if you feel that people pleasing is no longer serving you, there are ways to shift this pattern that don't actually require you to say no or to set boundaries or to do anything different. Sometimes the most effective way through a pattern is actually to live it out to its fullest. How? Again, bring to mind a situation when you said no when you meant yes. I mean, when you said yes when you meant no. And then make it an even more exuberant yes. Like, yes, I'd love to do that. I can't wait to take you to the airport at 3 a.m. in the morning. I will definitely pick up your kids and take care of your cats and water your plants, whatever you want. Just bring it on. Yes. So the way through something is often to actually is actually through exaggerating it, because the exaggeration gives so much more information to your nervous system and body about what is actually happening in those moments. Plus, the sheer ridiculousness and playfulness of it will actually start to rewire your brain, and you might just find yourself reacting differently without actually needing to change anything or do any hard work or processing. Sometimes play is the way. And step four, use your superpower. Here's the beauty of people pleasing. Learning how to adjust yourself in order to manipulate others' perceptions of you so that they like you or don't hurt you hones your empathy, like I said at the beginning. Being able to know what others want from you and to then deliver that is a superpower. Being able to control others' perceptions of you and knowing what to say or do so that they think favorably of you is a superpower. Being able to manipulate how others see you, think of you, perceive you, I'm repeating myself, is a superpower. If you are good at people pleasing, this means you have incredibly high levels of empathy that have, again, been honed over the years of people pleasing. And I want to make the case that people pleasing is a superpower that can be claimed and wielded for good or for evil if you choose, of course. But I'm assuming that since you're here, you'd prefer to use this power for good. So, how might you use this ability to manipulate others responsibly? How might you use this superpower for good? Not just for your good, like to just to keep you safe, but for the good of others too. How might you use this superpower consciously, intentionally, and to feed the beauty and benevolence of life, to increase healing and wholeness and goodness in the world? Because as we all know, thanks to Spider-Man's uncle, with great power comes great responsibility. So how are we going to do this? Well, again, I work with witchy healers, helping them attract right fit clients. And so for my people, this could look like using their people pleasing and empathic powers to write compelling copy that speaks directly to the deepest fears and desires of their right fit clients and lets their people know beyond doubt that they are seen, that they are understood, and that they are loved. For parents, you could use this superpower to know exactly how to meet your child when they come home from school on a rough day, after a rough day. For activists, you could use a superpower to be able to appeal to truth and justice and sway others to save that tree, to donate to organizations helping refugees, to write that letter or to sign that petition. So, in short, I'm asking you to consider that people pleasing may not actually be something that needs to be overcome or healed. Perhaps it is instead something that can be leaned into, that can be owned, celebrated, exaggerated, and wielded with intention and the full light of your loving consciousness. And I hope I have pleased you. I do have a gift as well, and that is my Healing Fundamentalism ebook and a quiz that will help you know just how much that pattern plays into your life and into your work as a witchy healer. And because so often, especially with people pleasing, I find that fundamentalism, that pattern is at the root of that. So thank you so much for listening.